Hello and welcome to the Mindset Growth Academy podcast. I'm your host, Emma Gibbs-Ung. Each show, I'm going to be using a combination of interviews with incredibly inspiring people from around the world who have achieved greatness, overcome adversity, and never given up, as well as solo episodes from me sharing my own journey as a leading mindset coach, helping to inspire, support, and guide you to create a growth mindset so you can achieve success in all areas of your life. Are you ready to bring mindset to life and create success from the inside out? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Mindset Growth Academy podcast. Today, it's just little old me doing a solo episode. But first, I wanted to say Happy New Year. I hope you've all had a lovely festive break and that you have hit the ground running and you're ready to make 2019 your best year yet. It's got an amazing energy about it, 2019, and a lot of people that I've been speaking to are very excited. So I wanted to do this first episode, the first show of the year, on how to condition yourself for success. And everyone that I've spoken to and interviewed over the last few months and the clients that I've worked with and the people that I've been coached by all say mindset is their key to their success and their happiness. It is such a game changer. It's such a secret weapon. And if you can use it correctly and use it in a way that's in alignment with your happiness and your goals, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. And I'm hoping you're starting to see that coming through in the interviews from the previous shows that I've done in the back end of 2018, and certainly with some of the amazing people I've got coming up for 2019. It's really important for you to be aware of your mindset. Mindset is a game changer, but it is down to us as individuals to be responsible for our mindset, to take control over it, to take ownership on it, and to have a self-awareness that will allow you to understand how you work under pressurized conditions or challenging moments, how you work at your best, what works for you, what doesn't, all that amazing information that will help you to condition yourself for success. Because if you get it right, you will achieve anything. But if your mindset is stuck in a fixed mindset or a negative mindset, then you will stay in a plateau. You will stay getting the same results, achieving the same things, probably facing the same challenges, just disguised slightly differently. And you will be getting the same patterns coming up. Nothing changes unless you change. And that all starts with your mindset. So I'm just going to talk through four steps on how to condition yourself for success for 2019. Step number one, learn from 2018. We all had lessons and mistakes and various things that have worked well or not in the last year. So I really want you to think about, if you've not already, what worked well for you last year? What didn't work well for you? What do you need to change? Who do you need to connect with? It's so important to get this information down, to get it in writing, to start to allow yourself to think about it and to be really, really clear on what worked well for you. Because we want to bring that back into 2019. We want to have more of that. We want to transfer it into all areas of our life and into our goals. So we really need to know what worked well for us. What felt amazing when we did it? What felt in total alignment with our passions, with our morals, with our values? Really start to think about that. But equally, think about what didn't work well. Because if things weren't working well for you last year, you need to let that go and not carry that into 2019. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. And we can't expect to get different results from doing the same thing. It just won't happen. So we need to know what we need to change, what we need to work on, and what we need to let go of. So really ask yourself honestly, and just spend some time just journaling about this. Just see what comes up for you. Allow your pen just to go with the flow and just get out what you don't feel worked well for you and what you need to change. Equally, think about who you need to connect with. Whenever we are looking to achieve goals, whether it's in business or in life in general, we can't do it on our own. We are responsible for our actions. We're responsible for our success, but that doesn't mean that we have to do everything on our own. So who can you connect with that's going to inspire you, that's going to help you to expand your knowledge, to allow you to grow, to bring out the best in you so you can achieve the things that you want to achieve. Create a wish list of a support network. Start to seek out mentors or coaches that might be able to help you to achieve your goals. Really start to connect with people who've perhaps experienced something similar to you or are looking to do the same things you, or who are already living the life that you want to live, and connect with them. Ask them what they did. People love to share success. So really start to think about your awareness. What can you learn? What do you need to let go of? What can you carry through into 2019 to continue that success? Number two, have vision. Get really, really clear and honest about your goals and write them down, please, because so many people I know don't write goals down. The moment you write your goals down, and if you can write them in your personal writing, in your handwriting, you have a deeper connection straight away with that goal. Suddenly it becomes yours because you see it as your handwriting and there is a psychological shift. So get really clear on what your goals are. What is it that you want to achieve in 2019? Personally, professionally, why is it important for you? This why is going to be the thing that carries you through the challenges and the obstacles. You really need to connect on an emotional level as to why you want to achieve these goals. What's it going to mean to you in your financial situation? What's it going to mean to you in your professional situation? What's it going to mean to you in your personal life? Really get clear on what it is and why you want to achieve it. Think about when you want to achieve this. We've got long-term goals. We've all got long-term goals. Break them down to quarterly, 90-day periods, to monthly, to weekly if you can, because that reduces overwhelm. It stops people from feeling stressed. It just gives you a lot more clarity so you're not running around like a headless chicken. And when you've got everything written down and you're clear on the steps that you need to take, you're less likely to be distracted or to procrastinate because you have a clear understanding of what it is that you want to achieve. So really think about when you want to achieve it, why it's important, and then break it down. Break it down to a daily, weekly strategic step so you are consistently taking action. And be aware of what these priorities are. Be aware of the steps that you need to take, and also connect to the feelings that generates. Because if you are saying yes to certain actions that aren't in alignment with your goal and are going to waste time and take you off piste, it's going to cause you to feel uneasy, unmotivated, unfocused. So you need to get really clear on how you want to feel, what that feels like for you, and ask yourself and be confident to say no to things that aren't in alignment with your goal. If we say yes to everything all of the time, our goals become further and further away. We become more and more distracted. Life gets more complicated and more in the way, and we let go of the things that are important to us. So ask yourself, is this in alignment with my goals? Is this moving me forward? Is this going to help me achieve my goals? If it is, then go for it. If not, then you've got to ask yourself whether it's something that you're willing to do, and therefore what is the return on investment for that, or how much time is that going to take up by you doing that versus acting productively towards your goals. Step three, get focused. I love this one. This is my favorite one because goals are brilliant, but we do have very busy lives. We have challenges. We have lots of things going on. And so we can often lose focus. And there are some really fun ways to keep focus and fun things that you can do to really help you keep your goals alive. And when you start to connect to it on a deeper, deeper level and bring it to life, it starts to become yours. It starts to become a part of who you are. And there are various ways that you can do this. You can create vision boards. Jono and I do our vision board every year, and we do it on a personal and a professional level. This weekend, we took some time out to talk about the goals that we wanted to achieve, and we've now put them on our vision board. And that consists of images of the things that we want to bring into our life, quotes that motivate us, checks with the financial goals that we've set, whether it's monthly, quarterly, annually, we have them. Any holiday destinations that we want to go on, we add that. You can pretty much add anything onto a vision board. It is entirely up to you. But what I love about it is mine is above my computer in my office. And so I get the chance and the opportunity to look at it at a day-to-day basis. So my mind is focused on what it is that I'm wanting to achieve. And if I'm struggling or if I'm feeling challenged, it gives me my purpose, why I'm doing it. And it makes it feel a lot more worthwhile. Playlists are amazing at keeping you focused. If you've got something really important coming up or you're feeling that you need to get into the zone, create playlists that motivate you, that inspire you, that put a smile on your face and make you feel energized, and play them as often as you can. Equally, create meditation playlists to allow yourself to have that downtime, to give yourself that opportunity to just be in that present moment and allow your mind to think about what it is that you want to achieve, to tap into your intuition and really connect to yourself on a deep, deep level. So think about what playlists you can create and how that will impact you on a calm level and on a motivational level. Podcasts are amazing for keeping you focused because it's about sharing stories. There are loads of podcasts out there that offer amazing advice, amazing inspirational stories that allow you to start to think about things from a personal point of view. Post-it notes. You can pop post-it notes wherever you want to, like bright, colorful ones. I've done it in the car. I've done it in the kitchen, on the cupboard doors, in my office. So every time I'm walking around, my eye is caught and it focuses on something that's written on that post-it note, and that is relevant to my goal, and it will make me smile, it will make me keep going, it will give me focus. I also use passwords linked with my goals. So every time I'm on my computer or on my phone, my password is connected to the goal that I'm wanting to achieve that month, whether it's financial or it might be a feeling that I want to maintain, or a client or a program or something that I'm looking to create. And I type it all the time. And so it's there at the forefront of my mind and it keeps me focused. One of the most amazing things that I've done, which takes visualization to the next level and really allows your mind to focus on what it is that you want to achieve. And it's so important with any mindset work to focus on what you want to achieve, not what you don't want to achieve. So I have started putting together a goal jar. So I write all these different goals that I want to achieve this year, and I write them on colorful post-it notes and I put them in a jar. And every morning I pull one out and I spend 5 minutes visualizing what achieving that goal would mean to me, how it would enhance my life, how it would make me feel, what I see myself and who I'd be with when this goal happens, and really start to create my life by it and really connect to it on a deep, deep level. And I've been doing this now for 2 years and it has made such a difference, because people sometimes struggle with visualizations. They sometimes struggle to think about what they should be visualizing. If you are pulling out a piece of paper that has your personal goal that's written in your handwriting and you spend some time visualizing that each day, that connection will get deeper. Your mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. It focuses on whatever you direct it. So if you can direct it down this avenue of amazing success with you creating your own reality and bringing all these goals into fruition and into life, into your life, that connection will be so deep. Your mind will be so clear on what it is that you are aiming for, and it will naturally direct you down that path. It is powerful, really, really powerful. If not, there are other guided meditations that you can use to help you to visualize success, to see you achieving your success or your financial successes. There are lots that you can find online for them as well. Also, journaling. Journal about how you're feeling, journal about your goals, write a day, like a year from now, how you want your life to be, or start making stories up about you achieving your goals. If visualization is not something that you want to do or doesn't resonate with you, then do it in writing form. Write down all the people that you're going to be with, how you feel when you achieve your goals, what it means to you on a personal level, what it means to you professionally, financially, spiritually, emotionally. All of that, really connect to it so you are so clear on what these goals really mean for you, what they look like, what they feel like, what they taste like, and the actions that you need to take in order to achieve them, and how amazing it feels when you achieve them and you can celebrate. So really think about which one works for you, maybe pick a couple, and really start to use that on a day-to-day basis to stay as focused as you can. And the last step is to be consistent and be committed. It's all well and good watching a motivational video or listening to a podcast or reading a book and thinking that that's going to change your life forever. Unfortunately, it's not. It requires consistency. It requires commitment, as it does with anything. Your brain is a muscle. It needs to be constantly training and growing and expanding. Commit to it as you would any other goal. Your mindset will determine whether you are good to great to amazing to having your best year yet. It will determine how you control your emotions when you're challenged. It will determine the choices that you make to the obstacles that perhaps come up or the mistakes that perhaps you make. It will determine how you take that information, that valuable data and that feedback and use it to your ability to either grow or to wallow. And I really want you to start to think about how you can personalize all of this, because everything is going to look different to you than it does to me. What works for me might not work for you. What inspires me might not inspire you. So use these steps and personalize it so it feels right for you. So you connect to it on a personal level and you really start to see this happening. You start to see yourself committing to this on a day-to-day basis and look forward to doing it. Because the more fun that you have, the more you will achieve and the more open your mind will be to attracting new things. We work off of vibration. So if your vibration is high, energized, focused, fun, easygoing, you're going to attract so much more of that. If you're working off a low vibration of worry, lack, negativity, then you're not going to attract the right things into your life. There's not going to be enough room or flow to bring in this new stuff. So really let go of the things that didn't work in 2018. Thank them for the lessons, but let them go. Let those decisions that you've made go. Let any actions that you've taken or any connections that you made that perhaps haven't worked in the way that you want it, let it go. Thank them for the lessons and move on. This is a brand new year for you. This is your opportunity to condition yourself for success. And it starts with your mind. And so if you can condition your mind to focus on the things that you want by gaining clarity, focus and direction, by getting really, really clear on your goals, and then starting to incorporate these fun, focused action points, it will really help you to stay in that mindset of success, to keep your eye on the ball, to keep your eye focused on the things you want to achieve, and to use that as momentum to take strategic actions every day and to be consistent. Consistency is absolutely key. You can't be positive like for a couple of days and then go into a wallow for a week and then expect amazing results. You have to consistently show up with intention and with meaning and with positivity to achieve these amazing goals that you've set for this year. So follow these steps. Let's condition our minds for success. Let's really start to use our mindset in the way that we should, in a powerful, positive growth way, and start to experience some of the magical opportunities and results that are out there waiting for us. We literally can all achieve anything we put our minds to this year. And if you are ready to expand, grow, and develop your mind in a way that is in alignment with the passions and the goals that you want to achieve and the life that you want to have, then over the next couple of episodes, in fact, all of this year, I've got some amazing inspirational interviews, some coaching shows, some experts coming along to talk to you about how you can use your mindset to create the life that you want. So I can't wait to share the following shows with you. So lots of love and good luck. Bye for now. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Bye for now.